The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
I feel like it's my career or my boyfriend. That was 13 minutes ago from a 23-year-old in New York City when it was sunny.
That's Jonathan Harris reading to me from someone's blog in his downtown New York office. And it is indeed sunny outside, suggesting that the code behind his amazing blog-crawling art project, wefeelfine.org, is functioning correctly. This is how it works.
With a collaborator of mine, Sipander Kamvar, who works at Google, we put together a system that goes out and crawls a very large number of blogs every 5 minutes. And when it crawls these blogs, it looks for the phrases, I feel and I am feeling. And when it finds one of those phrases, it tries to identify the whole sentence all the way up to the period or the exclamation point or the question mark. Now, we've also pre-identified a list of about 4,000 human emotions, which are basically adjectives with a few exceptions, things like better, sad, happy, good, depressed. And we look to see if one of those emotions was found in the sentence. And if it is found, we say that that sentence represents one person who feels that way. Now, the interesting thing comes in because blogs are structured in fairly standard ways. There's a relatively small number of blogging companies that offer free blogging platforms for anybody, things like Blogger and LiveJournal and TypePad. So because there's a limited number of standard formats for blogs, you can often automatically identify a lot of information about the person that wrote each post based on their profile page on that blogging service. So for example, you can often find out the gender and the age and the geographical location of the person that wrote that post. And then once you have the geographical location, you can also find out what the weather was when they wrote that post. So we have a system that does all of this stuff automatically. It gathers feelings at the rate of about 20,000 new feelings per day, and it's been running for about 10 months now, so we have about 3.7 million feelings right now from all over the world, primarily American, but English language from all over the world.
It is easy to be blown away by the mechanics behind wefeelfine.org. Jonathan Harris is extremely talented at surveilling the internet and aggregating data. But the real magic is what Jonathan Harris does with the data he collects.
The basic aesthetic metaphor that's used in this project is that of a large number of very small particles, where each particle is a little circle or a little square that's of a different size and a different color. And each particle represents an individual feeling from an individual person. And the properties of the little particles represent the feeling inside. So the color of the particle represents the type of the feeling that it is. So happy feelings are bright colors, and sad feelings are dark colors, and relatively mediocre feelings are pale. The size of the dot represents the length of the sentence inside. So a sentence like, I feel better, would be a very, very small, almost invisible particle. And a longer sentence like, I feel better when my sister is away because we fight a lot, would be a slightly larger particle. Then the feelings that have photographs with them are represented by rectangles. And the feelings that are simply sentences are represented by circles.
So why is everything clustering together here?
So there's a certain amount of playfulness in the interface. So as the user moves the mouse around, the different feelings are reacting to the mouse motion in different ways. So if you leave your mouse in one position for a while, the feelings start to swarm around your mouse. And if you click on the background without touching a feeling, they all wildly fly away from you as if you frightened them. So they have sort of a personality, and you get to know them as you play with the site.
You can spend a lot of time playing around with wefeelfine.org. There are actually 6 distinct ways you can filter and examine how the internet is feeling. Jonathan Harris calls these filters movements. My favorite is the default, madness.
The opening movement is titled madness, and madness is basically this wildly swarming mass of different particles, different colors, different shapes, different sizes, and they're just flying around the screen wildly. And I chose this metaphor because I thought it was very fitting for the notion of human emotion, for the following reason. I'm often struck by this realization, especially living in New York City, when I often find myself, for example, traveling down an escalator in the 53rd Street subway station and at rush hour, and you see literally an ocean of faces passing you by, maybe 600 faces in the space of 30 seconds. And these people are moving in the opposite direction from you, and you'll probably never see them again, and they'll never see you again. And really, your life doesn't matter much to them, and their life doesn't matter much to you. But to each of those people, they are the center of their universe. And to me, I'm the center of my universe, and I can only see myself in relation to those other 700 people. And I wanted an aesthetic interface that would express this realization, which I think madness does. So the default view is this wildly swarming mass of thousands of particles, which are each incredibly insignificant. And if one of them or 10 of them or even 100 of them were to disappear, you wouldn't really notice very much. But once you click on one of those particles and it expands, all of the other particles fall out of focus, and all you see is the sentence that was contained inside that one particle. And in that sense, it's a lot like stopping and talking to that person on the escalator and asking them, how do you feel? And they tell you.
WeFeelFine.org went live on May 8th, 2006, and now there are actually millions and millions of feelings in its database. But it's actually impossible to get lost in this world because you are never more than two clicks away from a real, feeling, human individual.
So at any point, any of the particles in this particle system can be clicked and opened up. And when they open up, their sentence appears. So here's one that we're looking at. We just clicked randomly, and it says, I don't feel just blithe and perfectly content with just being near him the way he says he feels around me, which is a strange one. and we'll try another. I guess especially when you're at a point where you feel really low about yourself, the effect is more so. And that's from an 18-year-old in Canbourne, Cornwall, United Kingdom, 2 hours ago. So you can start to see the biographical information that gets pulled out. And now you can click on any of these sentences at any time and go off to the blog where this sentence was found. So let's click on one here that says, I feel pretty vacant. This was 9 minutes ago. From a 22-year-old in the United States, and now we're on a LiveJournal blog, which is the page from which this sentence was found. So if I do a search for I feel pretty vacant. It happens is the closing sentence in this person's blog post.
WeFeelFine's use of data mining and monitoring tools puts it in the same category as the scary government surveillance programs currently making headlines. And while Jonathan Harris believes that it is silly to imagine a terrorist ever writing out his intentions on a blog, he is adamant that internet surveillance programs like his do prove that we can mine the internet to learn important things about ourselves and the world we live in.
For me, this piece, in the extent that it does have a relation to surveillance, is showing how beautiful surveillance can be. When people talk about surveillance and wiretapping and spying and the NSA and the CIA and all this stuff, it's always spoken about in very sinister, evil terms. And actually, it doesn't have to be that way. You can actually take a very benign approach to surveillance and make a project like We Feel Fine. You know, we have no intention of selling this information to marketers or putting advertising on the site or anything like that. It's really just a way of showing the world, like, hey, look what you guys have made. It's beautiful. I mean, you've put out all of these sentences and these photographs, and if they're collected in the right way and put together with the other people that are talking about how they feel and photographing how they feel, it's a beautiful thing that you've created. And actually, surveillance doesn't always have to be used to find criminals. It can also be used to find beauty.
Been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.